WKGC, your local public radio station. There's Duran Duran fading out from the 80s, Save a Prayer. You play some 80s on your show, Brandon. Good morning. This is
Good
The
morning.
Mix. I'm Tori Shea, sitting in for Captain Kirkman, and our faithful sidekick and producer, Brandon, is here, too.
I think everyone just decided to leave today.
Yeah, I think they just skipped school on Friday.
Yeah, I don't blame them.
That happens. We've got a lot going on campus, though, so everyone's busy. There's a new softball field
That's
opening
right.
up this weekend.
They were working on that for a while now.
Yeah, and I think, from what I heard, the stadium announcer James Baxley for basketball, he was looking into that, and I think it came right down to the wire. But you're going to get to see a new facility this weekend.
Ooh.
For the Visit Panama City Beach Round Robin tournament that the softball team has. Several teams are coming in, Kankakee and Spartanburg Methodist. They'll play two doubleheaders both today. It's Friday, yeah, today and tomorrow. So those games will be starting this afternoon.
And, of course, you can watch baseball on pay-per-view.
That's right. GCAthletics.com has a button on the homepage to click for the live baseball pay-per-view. And you can also go to CommodoreSportsNetwork.com, right?
I believe so, yes.
Yep, that's it. And basketball. Lady Commodores basketball headed to the Region 8 finals state tournament.
Yeah.
They won the Panhandle Conference. That's next week in Ocala. And we'll broadcast that live.
Yep, right here on 90.7.
Are you going to run the board for that?
Probably, if it's not on a Saturday.
Yeah, I think it stretches for several days, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. I bet there's a shift for you.
More than likely.
This weekend at the Amelia Center Theater across the other side of campus, Lucky You has been showing, and this is the last weekend to catch that. The play that the Visual and Performing Arts Department put on. Have you ever been in one of the plays?
I've not been in a play, but I've seen a couple of them.
Uh-huh. Pretty good stuff.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, gulfcoast.edu/arts for that. And then if you do choose to go to the play, the Amelia Center Gallery, the art gallery, is always free and open to the public. You can check that out on your way in. The exhibit now is called She Is of the South. It's all female artists with the Southern theme. Did you check it out yet?
I need to.
You were mentioning earlier that you get locked in the Advanced Technology Center, and we don't let you leave. We make you push buttons until you sweat and keel over.
I push all of the buttons.
That's great.
I push all of the buttons and put everything online.
Yes, you do post our podcasts, and behind the scenes, you are invaluable. This is The Mix. We're sitting in for Captain Kirkman, and our other sidekick, Tom Hoots, is not here today, but we'll still have a vinyl play of the day, and we'll talk about some things going on in music and the community on 90.7 FM and HD. Here's Jason Aldean. WKGC, your local public radio station with Adele. That's Someone Like You. This is The Mix. Good morning. I'm Tori Shea. Our producer, Brandon, in the studio with us this morning.
I've moved over to Tom's seat.
You have. You keep changing seats because we were abandoned this morning.
We were.
You thought that was a harsh word, but I stand by it.
I call it a tactical retreat, which I must take my leave in a couple of minutes myself.
And so. you're taking a group of students on a tour of Gulf Coast State College?
That's correct. I'm helping explain the radio stations to them, explain the alternation, and if there's time, bring them up here.
Okay, what is the alternation?
The alternation, if you've not heard of it recently, it is the student-run station of WKGC. It is the HD3 band. Mm-hmm. You can also hear it on 1480 AM.
Perfect. When is your time slot?
Well, I don't have a time slot.
That's right, because you moved up from the AM to your Wednesday night show,
That's
Fusion
correct.
Circuit. That's from 6 to 8.
From 6 to 8.
Tune in for producer Brandon on WKGC. Well, this morning we're, I love my dog a lot, and I love my dog so much. I'm going to need another dog when he passes. I mean, it's hard
right.
for me to talk about. And in music headlines this morning, I saw that Barbara Streisand felt the same way. Barbara Streisand revealed that two of her three dogs are actually clones.
What?
Yes. She told in a recent interview with Variety that Miss Scarlet and Miss Violet were cloned using cells from the mouth and stomach of her beloved dog, Samantha, who died in 2017 at 14 years old. So she actually got two clones of
wow.
her beloved dog. And I plan to do the same with Boomer. I've got a retirement account, but I'm saving towards
it's
dog
not for
cloning.
You, it's for your dog.
Yeah, it's for my dog. It costs about $100,000.
That is a lot, though.
I know, but I mean,
but you get
people
to have...
love their dog that much.
No, I understand.
You can have your dog again.
Like, I have a dog at home. He's like, he can be Cujo when he wants to be. No joke. He can be all sweet and cuddly, and then he gets in trouble for the littlest thing.
Yeah.
And he becomes Cujo.
He just lashes out.
Oh, gosh.
He can't take the criticism.
No.
And, you know, I like it. It makes me feel better about the president when they have a pet and they, you know, they have a little furry friend.
Oh, yeah.
And this morning, I know there's a list of some presidents and their pets. Now, I don't know that any of them have had them cloned.
No, I don't think any of them
but it was a little bit of a flag for me that the Trumps didn't have a dog.
They don't have any.
That worries me a little
bit. They're
the
only president, though.
Yeah.
James K. Polk and Andrew Johnson, although historians are debating because they think that Johnson adopted and fed some mice that were in the White House.
Oh, yeah. He had mice as pets.
Maybe. That's what historians are trying to figure out right now.
Now, the Obamas had a cute little dog, didn't they?
They had a dog.
And so did Bill Clinton,
yes.
I think. And who else?
Well, let's see. Herbert Hoover had a German shepherd named King Tut, of course. Franklin D. Roosevelt had a Scottish terrier. Let's see. Fun fact, George Washington actually had a collection of horses and hounds.
Oh, very nice.
Along with the first lady's parrot, Polly.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean... First president has to have a zoo of some kind.
I think the White House should have a little zoo. The president can't go without a pet.
Possibly. I mean, there's been more than 400 animals that have been
that have lived in the White House.
It ranges from dogs to cats to flying squirrels and alligators.
That's great. Well, we're going to come back. We'll take a little time out for some of our sponsors and underwriters. Don't forget, we have a membership drive coming up in April.
And a vinyl play coming up.
And a vinyl play coming up later on the show. This is The Mix on 90.7 FM and HD. That's Tom Petty on The Mix. This is WKGC, your local public radio station. Good morning. I'm Tori Shea, producer Brandon. Around the table of empty seats, but we're all right. It's Friday, so
it's Friday.
Everything's well.
Ready for the weekend.
Absolutely. And our vinyl play of the day coming up, also our vinyl vault party on April 7th. That's going to culminate our membership drive. We'll be on the air looking for...
We keep talking about this vinyl party. We might need to explain what's going on.
Absolutely. Our membership drive, anyone that renews or joins WKGC as a sponsor, you can see all the sponsorship levels on our website, WKGC.org, which Brandon is so thankfully updating for us every day. You will get a chance to pick through our vinyl collection, and you've helped them organize and...
That's a lot of records.
A lot, like 10,000, 20,000.
Maybe more.
Yeah, it's in that neighborhood. Somehow, we're going to move all those records over here to the Advanced Technology Center April 7th. Anyone that becomes a member of WKGC can pick out some records and enjoy some, you know, fun time with the WKGC local DJs, and we'll be playing some music and giving away some vinyl. And there are also other prizes at different membership levels as we go along through the membership drive on the air the 2nd through the 6th of April. Jazz listeners will have an opportunity to get comped into the Seabreeze Jazz Festival. We also have the Panama City Pops as a sponsor, and Second Chance of Northwest Florida.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they have all participated in our membership drive. If your business is interested in contacting us, Captain Kirkman's info is on the website, WKGC.org. Get a hold of the boss and participate.
And if you want to become a member and pledge, you don't have to wait till our vinyl party. You can go ahead and sign up for that now. And in the comments, just write down vinyl, I want a record.
That's true.
Vinyl
yes.
party. We'll
yep, you can go there right now. You don't have to wait for the traditional on-air membership drive that'll happen about a month from now. You can just click through now and get your golden ticket in.
That's right.
And so that leads us to our sponsor for this hour, programming on WKGC, sponsored in part by Sweet Bay. Sweet Bay is a bayfront village in Panama City that features parks, walking trails to the water, a future town center, and more. Information about Sweet Bay can be found online at sweetbayfl.com or 844-35-SWEET. And our vinyl play of the day. This one came out of my private collection. This artist's alter ego for a time, a fictional androgynous bisexual rock star who acts as a messenger for aliens. Wrap your head around that, Brandon. Are you okay?
I think I know who it is.
He was the subject of this album, released in June of 1972. The album received critical acclaim and is considered one of the greatest discs of all time. As of January 2016, it had sold 7.5 million copies worldwide, and although it's a concept album, the story was written after the album was recorded. A movie was made the following year. This track is one of four from this artist on the Rolling Stone magazine's 500 Greatest Songs of All Time. Here's David Bowie and Ziggy Stardust on WKGC.
Ziggy played guitar, jamming good. Made it too far. Became the special man. Then we were Ziggy's band. Ziggy really sang screwed up eyes and screw down hairdo, like some cat from Japan. He could lick up by smiling. He could leave them to hang. Became one so loaded man.
WKGC, this is The Mix on 90.7 FM and HD, The Fugees, and their cover of Killing Me Softly. It's a great song, regardless of the format you decide to do it in. I'm Tori Shea, sitting in for Captain Scott Kirkman and producer Brandon here faithfully by my side. We want to make sure and invite you one more time to our Vinyl Vault Party.
That's right.
That's coming up April 7th. And it's part of our membership drive, which will happen April 2nd through the 6th. Although you don't have to wait to become a member. You can do it right now and reserve your ticket to the Vinyl Vault Party by going to WKGC.org.
Now, for some people who don't know what a membership drive is, like people who my age or younger, mm-hmm. briefly, what is a membership drive?
Well, we are a community-supported radio station, so the quality programming that you count on here doesn't get on the air without your support. Listeners and underwriters help put all this on the air, and all the NPR programming as well. Those shows cost money. The TED Radio Hour, Thistle and Shamrock, All Things Considered, your Morning Edition News.
I think Scott kind of has a mini panic attack when he gets the bill.
He does. But this year, we want to thank and appreciate our members, and we have a number of gifts to give out, one of which is getting to come through and pick through our Vinyl Vault and take your own records home. We have some other gift sponsors like the Seabreeze Jazz Festival and Second Chance of Northwest Florida, also the Panama City Pops Orchestra.
So even if vinyl isn't your thing,
right,
there's still many things that might apply for you.
Absolutely. And supporting your local community radio station. Some folks don't realize we're a community radio station. The commercial stations in town, you might not realize that we are listener and member supported. Check it out at WKGC.org to learn more about your community radio station. All of our programming is up there. And
all of our HD streams.
That's right. Yeah.
The only local public radio station and HD.
We are the only station in the market with an HD signal. So.
I think we're also the only ones that play vinyl.
That's true, too. This is The Mix. Tim McGraw is next on 90.7 FM and HD.